You're listening to Chris Carlin on 98.7 ESPN. This is Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.
I'm fascinated by Gerrit Cole. Tomorrow night, it is Carlin, 98.7 ESPN. Friends at 800-919-3776, 800-919-ESPN. Also on Twitter, it's at Chris Carlin, Instagram, and, of course, TikTok, that guy, Carlin. We will get to the Giants and my actual, truthful, burgeoning belief in Daniel Jones. We'll get to the Jets, and if you listen to the show, you knew they were going to win yesterday, but they didn't make it easy. Listen, so much good to talk about in New York football. It's the positive me. I know you almost don't know how to react. Well, that is all on the way, my friends. We might touch on the Mets, but like, why? And we'll get to everything else related to this series, or to this, I keep saying series, to this wild card game tomorrow night. Meredith Marakovic is going to join us in just a little bit. Looking forward to chatting with Meredith, get some good insight on the Yankees tomorrow night. But your calls are coming up very shortly at 800-919-3776. So I would get involved early and often. I am absolutely mesmerized in some ways. Not mesmerized, befuddled. No, not befuddled. Fascinated, I overuse that word. I'm interested to see Gerrit Cole tomorrow night. I'm interested to see which Gerrit Cole shows up at Fenway Park, because the one that has been at Fenway Park a lot of this season has not been a terribly good Gerrit Cole. And the month of September, really the last 30 days or so in particular, with his ERA north of six during that stretch, I am absolutely blown away by. It has just been awful for him. So here we are with a pitcher who you signed as an ace to a $324 million contract, who now gets the ball in a winner-go-home game tomorrow night in Fenway Park against Nathan Eovaldi, who has given the Yankees fits at times before. And you are now left to wonder what exactly you are going to get from Cole, but also what is the tolerance level going to be for Gerrit Cole from Aaron Boone. It is an all hands on deck. How long do you stick with your best pitcher in the rotation if he gets in early trouble? If Gerrit Cole gives up three runs in the first two innings, and in the third, there's two on and one out, I think it's the quick hook. They're not going to screw around here, and that's going to speak volumes about where he is. And it's unbelievable that that's the case. But he really, I don't worry about the confidence so much as I worry about the anger with him when things are not going right. I think we've seen an awful lot this year when he has not gone right, that it really has not been, for the most part, games where he's been able to gather himself and not allow the big night, right? I mean, even when you're giving yourself a chance to win, as he put it last week, after giving up five runs, and I know there's a pop-drop-pop-up in there too, but still gave up five earned, baby, and you're claiming, I gave my team a chance to win, that ain't going to wash when it comes to the playoffs. And that ain't going to wash very well with Yankee fans tomorrow night. Now, on the flip side, if he comes out and is brilliant, then it's more of earning the pinstripes, right? Then and this is supposed to be that game. This is why he's here. This is the game where he has to deliver 7 innings of one-run baseball. Is that too much to ask? It shouldn't be. And yet, we have not seen that enough from Cole in his Yankee career, specifically this season. There have been, I'm not blaming it. I don't want to hear about the sticky stuff. Has nothing to do with that crap. Nothing. This is Garrett Cole's time. Tomorrow night, it is Garrett Cole's time.
I mean, I think it's just like, can we get it going already? You know, it's like a bit of a waiting game, I think, which is good for the body, good for the mind to a certain extent to recover, but you're chomping at the bit to get back out there and you know, excited for the challenge that's ahead of us.
Well, we'll find out, won't we? Won't we? Gonna have your personal catcher. You're gonna have Higgy behind the plate. We don't know what's going on with Urshela at the moment because he made this unbelievable play yesterday, as good as you'll ever see, but even though he stayed in the game, still banged up from it. So does that mean no Urshela tomorrow, and the left side of the infield is going to be Andrew Velasquez and Rougned Odor? Could be Urshela at third and Velasquez at short to give better defense overall? I mean, there are going to be a litany of things lined up in his favor. So this is it. This is the one. We, all season long, discussed how there were real problems with this team. But this is supposed to be the cure-all, the salve, so to speak. What are your expectations for tomorrow night? What are your concerns for tomorrow night? What has you worried? What has you confident? It's all there. I want to know all of it. I'm making a big circle on the desk in front of me. I'm bringing you right into that circle. Let's go. Let's have a big, long discussion about this. Because one other thing's bothering me about this. That was a big, big sigh of relief yesterday, it felt like, wasn't it? Not just for the fans, but for the Yankees. A big, big sigh of relief. Now what? Because this is not where the line is drawn for success. Unless we're going by the new model from Brian Cashman, where the bar's lowered. Oh, we starting it now. What's cracking, nerds? Carlin, 800-919-3776. Did I just call other people nerds? That's ironic. Don in Paterson, New Jersey is going to start us off tonight. Don, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing, Chris? I'm a big fan. It was the first time I'm calling your show, but I heard you with Bart. I work during the day mostly, but I'm a big fan of yours. Thanks for taking my call.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right. I'm a big Yankee fan. I feel pretty confident. A, because we smacked around Eovaldi last week. That was probably the first time in a while, so we might be in his head a little bit. And we have confidence against him. And I'm hearing J.D. Martinez might not play, or he's hobbled. So those are two things that go to our advantage.
And Sale will likely not be on the roster because he threw 62 pitches yesterday. So, I mean, that's actually a good thing, too, in case he doesn't have it. He is questionable for the wild card game at last check, J.D. Martinez. Let's see here. I'll try to get more of an update here in a bit on what Alex Cora had to say today about it. Cora, as of 5:50, we're waiting. He's getting treatment. We don't know yet. We have a roster decision to make in the morning. That was after he rolled his ankle yesterday. Chris in the Bronx is next, 98.7 ESPN. Chris, what's going on?
Hey, Chris, how are you? And thanks for going straight to the Yankees, because I've heard too much football talk today. Come on, it's Yankees playoffs. So I appreciate that you went right to it. What I feel good about, I love the fact that Cole was pitching. He's been very good this year. Not perfect, of course, but, you know, I'll take him any day of the week. And the fact that they're not throwing Sale, I think that's a big Yankee advantage right there. I also feel good about Velasquez at short because he's played great defense, and he's really, he gave us a spark during that 13-game win streak. He's got speed. He creates things on the bases, so I like that kid in there. And concerns, of course, the fact that DJ's not around and the fact that it's in Fenway. I would have much rather have this game in New York. But
so let's talk about that for a second. Let's talk about that for a second. Because there does not seem to be a lot of concern over the fact that they are not playing in New York, especially after that loss Friday night. I thought the Yankees Friday night played that game as if it didn't matter nearly as much as the Rays actually played it and as the Red Sox ended up playing it too, because that was even, you know, Herman later, they didn't bring in Chapman in that game. I did not understand where they were going on Friday night. It's almost as if it wasn't that important to them.
I agree with you, Chris. And the same thing for Saturday. Like, why did we let Jordan Montgomery give up 7 earned runs before we pulled him? It seemed like no one was that concerned about the home field advantage. I was, because I knew if we won Saturday and Sunday, the Red Sox couldn't have home field advantage. And with these new rules where after 9 you get a man on second, I think home field advantage is huge. But other than that,
well, that won't be the case in the postseason, though.
Oh, really? I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I mean, I'll triple check it, but I talked about it a few weeks ago. The runner on in the postseason will not be the case. It would have been if there was a game 163, but if, for the wild card, I'm pretty sure that's not the case, and that's not happening.
Okay. Well, other than that, I feel pretty good, so let's go Yanks. I'm psyched.
You got it. 800-919-3776. 800-919-ESPN. Let's go to John in Freehold. John, what's going on?
Chris, what's going on, brother? Listen, I got to stop you for a second. I got to hit you with the come on, man button, because I'll tell you what, little bit dramatic on this Yankee take. They just beat the brakes off of Boston, right? And I'm not even a Yankee fan. Anybody watching this knows this team is built for one game.
Okay, but here's the problem.
Home run
hitters. There's a couple of issues
in what
you're
saying.
Hang on. I'm going to give you plenty of time here, John, okay? There are a couple of issues with what you're saying. Yankees, Red Sox, you could say they just beat the brakes off them. They lost the season series. These two teams at different junctures during the year beat the brakes off of each other. And so they went, if I'm not mistaken, they were 9-10 against the Red Sox this year. So either team is capable of beating up on either team at any time. And I think you'd at least have to admit that there is no real concern when you're talking about the Red Sox all of a sudden being able to, you want to talk about them being built for one game. The Red Sox to me are in a very similar way to the Yankees in that respect. I think they kind of match up pretty evenly.
I think Boston has a little more depth in pitching, starting pitching, at least, than the Yankees do. I think when you look at Cole, it's arguably, other than what you said before, which is true, he hasn't been so great as of late. So I couldn't agree more. But if we're taking this away and we're looking at why they signed him to the big deal and how good of a pitcher he is, I think everyone would love to have Gerrit Cole on their team. So if you're pitching one game, throwing Cole out there, and knowing that the series they just came off of when they needed it, and the Yankees needed every game, Stanton and Judge and, you know, they're pitching, they're hitting all around, said, listen, the moment's not too big for us. I think it's a much bigger problem going into a series, which we just saw with the Rays, or a Houston, or a Chicago White Sox team, much bigger issue than a one-game series where they just came off and said, you know what, you know, we kind of own you as of right now. We're not talking whole season, and we feel pretty confident going in here. Our mojo is pretty good right now. So I think it's a little overstated how much of an issue facing Boston is. I don't know. I think this is the last thing Boston wants to see with what just happened to them.
I think you're giving it much too much credence. I really believe you're giving it much too much credence, John. Thanks for the call. Both of these teams have been extremely up and down this year. I don't believe there's any kind of carryover in any way. I really don't. And, all right, we could talk about the fact that the Yankees just did pummel Eovaldi. Does that now sit in his brain tomorrow night? I don't think so. Eovaldi knows the pretty good history he's had against the Yankees besides last week. Yes, they did beat up on them recently. I feel like there's very, very little carryover from series to series, game to game, seemingly at times, with the Yankees. Spike in St. Pete. Spike, what's going on?
How you doing, my friend? I'm a real fast on the Rutgers thing. It was a great call. It was a bad game. The Blue Bloods are a little too tough for us now, but you do what you got to do.
Well,
you build on those
things. It was
just
a really bad day the other day, and they played well. I wouldn't quite say that.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right, let's get away from that. Here's what I think about the series. I discussed it with Jake, who's a diehard Yankees fan, as you know. The choice of who to play, if you never get the choice, it just works out that way. I think Boston's probably, albeit you have to play them in Fenway, is the best choice. Toronto's a beastly lineup for anybody, and you won't even argue with me. They're just one after the other, and they're fastball hitters. I didn't ever thought Seattle would get in. You got the traveling, and then I forget the other team already at my age. But the point is, let's see what he's got now. The chips are on the table. This guy, you know, he's been a pretty good postseason pitcher. He was terrible since he came off the IL. And we'll see. And if Martinez is out, is there? I asked Jake this. Maybe you know. He wasn't up to it in the moment 10 minutes ago. But can he DH or we know nothing?
Martinez?
Yeah.
The last that we heard is they don't know yet. And that as of 5:50 today, that Cora said that he still does not know and that he was getting treatment and they have a roster decision to make in the morning.
Okay, what about Urshela?
Again, Boone did not give any specifics yet because I'm going to have Meredith on here in a little bit, and thanks for the call. And he said basically the same thing, that we have to wait and see on him for tomorrow, because to me it would make sense that if you're trying to have your best defense out there, it would be Urshela at third with Velasquez at short. And yes, I wasn't going crazy. There is no extra inning second runner on second base. It is just normal baseball in the postseason. And if there had been a game 163, there would have been a runner on second base. So can you imagine that? And how frustrating that would have been for people, that just to get into the wild card, if you had had to play that game today, you would have had to deal with a runner on second base. What are you concerned by? What are you confident about with the Yankees going in? You know, Carl Semkow, who are one of our favorites on Twitter, checking in and just absolutely hammering me, and I get why. And, you know, I mentioned the earning of the pinstripes for Cole, right? And he goes, man, you've got a short memory. Didn't Cole pitch game 5 last year's ALCS against the Rays on short rest? I believe he gave up one earned run, struck out 8 or 9, and Chapman gave up the winning home run again. Cut it out with the earned the stripes crap. Yeah, he did. He pitched exceptionally well in that game. They did not win that game. Cole is here to win games like tomorrow night. Now, they have to score runs, and nobody can blow it for him, so I'm not blaming him for that last year. It's Cole is here making that money to deliver this tomorrow night, as he pitched well in that game. This is one to me where, considering how he has pitched lately, and I was talking about the lack of carryover, well, there could be here. I mean, when you go for a month with an ERA of 6, there can be carryover. So you can't ignore that completely, especially with how the guy has pitched at Fenway this season. 800-919-3776. Sal in Brooklyn is next on 98.7 ESPN. Sal, what's going on?
What's going on, big man? How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. A couple of things here, real quick. First of all, thank God Luke Voit was hurt, because his mouth always gets him in trouble with his guarantees. I didn't think Garrett Cole's wife needed to show his son with a broom in Fenway, because that stuff just comes to bite you like when Judge walked out playing New York, New York. I've never seen a team so afraid to play a game. You got your best pitcher on the mound. Your two best hitters are healthy. I understand the little guys are hurt, but your two main sluggers are healthy. They should be talking, saying, we're going to go in there for one game, lay it on the line, and come out with that victory. Not worry about Hauser, Scheller, DJ's hurt. I get it. It's all part of the season. That's why baseball's a marathon and not a sprint. But when you got a healthy Judge and a healthy Stanton, I'm sure Boston is saying, what do we got to do not to let guys get on base to face them in those situations as well? So the Yankees should go in there very confident. You got the kid came back from the elbow looking very good. So, you know, he can give us two innings. So if your best gives you five and you squeeze it out of your bullpen, healthy Green, healthy Loaisa, you're going to be fine, man. They shouldn't be going in there and tiptoeing, worried about how we're going to play this game. Go in there. Be the Yankees. Just play to win. That's it. It's not that difficult, man. They're making it harder.
Sal, that's such a brilliant take in its simplicity. And I'm not calling you simple. I'm saying that the sentiment in and of itself gets lost sometimes. Go be the Yankees. Go be the Yankees. Judge and Stanton are healthy, and they are absolutely playing well. Garrett Cole is one of the best pitchers in baseball. Now, when we talk about the Cy Young this year and how he'll end up finishing the top five or six, that really has more to do with lack of great pitching in the American League this year, if we're going to be completely fair about it. He's going to end up top there because there's not a ton of great options. Are we being fair when we say that? I think that we are. I mean, in the American League, you've got one starting pitcher with an ERA under 3. I mean, that's not great. He's got the most wins in the league, but as we all know, that's not nearly as important. This is, how do I put this? I want to be clear. I'm not saying, even though I hate starting my take with the disclaimer, but in this case I am, not saying that Gary Sanchez should be in the lineup tomorrow. He shouldn't be. Here's what I'm fascinated by. When Cole comes out of the game, whenever it is, especially if it's early, will Sanchez be in immediately? In my mind, and I can't believe it, I got to go down with my best bats if I'm going to sacrifice a lot on the infield offensively. Right? So this is what I'm thinking about. We're going to have Higashioka behind the plate. We're going to have Urshela at third base, we think. I mean, if he's healthy enough. And we're going to have Velasquez at short. That's all very possible. Or you're going to have Odor at third and Urshela at short, which, again, offensively, no great shakes. If you're going to do all that, the second Higashioka is no longer catching for Garrett Cole, you have to get Sanchez in the game. And I know what I'm saying when I say that. But I don't think he's a guy that you just want to pinch hit. I really don't. Maybe they'll keep a third catcher in case for tomorrow night. That would be interesting. if they were going to lay off maybe one of the, you know, maybe an extra pitcher or something for tomorrow because it is just one game. I would find that very interesting. And I would actually feel pretty good about that if they chose to do that. For instance, Jameson Taillon's not going to be available to you tomorrow, so you don't need to have him on the roster. At least you would assume he wouldn't after in the neighborhood of 50 pitches yesterday and the fact that he's been banged up. Maybe they keep an extra catcher. Maybe Rob Brantley hangs around. But I do look at this and understand that as much as I have been down on the guy, you can't deny what Sanchez brings, and he has delivered in the postseason before, albeit a while ago. I still think that he shouldn't be on this team for the long term. But I would not waste any bullets tomorrow, and if that means getting him into the game after you lose, if you lost Cole early, single sneeze. It presumably means you're down a couple of runs, so you're going to need some offense. Get him into the game. Aaron in Great Neck is up next. Aaron, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
You know, your caller before talked about, you know, you're the Yankees and be the Yankees and play like the Yankees and approach it like the Yankees. So I was talking to my brother who told me everything about sports this morning, and he points out the Yankees are not about winning this one game or winning the next series. The Yankees, all they talk about is we're measured by winning the World Series. If you pitch, I'm going to go unconventional. If you pitch Cole tomorrow, he's only available once in the series against the Rays. And your chances of beating the Rays with him only pitching one game are very low, if anything at best. You're better off pitching whoever you need to tomorrow. Start with Severino. Get what you can. Your bullpen is massive. And
you can't do this. You can't go in a winner-go-home game with a bullet in the holster, and still in the gun. You can't do it. You have to pitch your best guy. Because otherwise there's nothing to play for tomorrow. You worry about tomorrow, meaning, you know, tomorrow. You worry about the ALDS after tomorrow.
You, but the Yankees measure themselves on World Series. They win tomorrow and get
no, they don't.
By
not
the Rays.
Anymore. Listen, no. I get your overall point, and I might buy it if you had a better secondary option than you do. You know, if the Yankees had a 1-1A, then yeah, I would be with you on it. I absolutely would agree. And thanks for the call. But they don't have that. They don't have a 1-1A right now. They have one and everybody else. So if you had a great or even a very good pitcher that you could hand the ball to tomorrow and you wanted to keep Cole, I could get it a little bit more, but I still wouldn't do it because I need to win this game now, and that's what I worry about. I worry about winning this game right in front of me right now. Buddha in the Bronx. Buddha, what's going on?
Yeah, Daddy, what's good?
How about those Jets, Buddha? We did it.
Yeah, we did it, baby. Yes, we did. Yes, we did. That was a great game.
Yes, it was. I was happy for you to get the win.
You and me both. You and me both. I like the coach. I like the quarterback. Like I said, you know, Joe Douglas, I don't want to get fired or anything like that. I just want to, you know, I want to go in there, like you said, don't leave any bullets out of the gun. I mean, give the kid and give the coach everything they need. But that's not the discussion for tonight. It's obviously we got a big game coming up here tomorrow. Sal from Brooklyn, man, not only was his point, like, was so hit hard. So that guy, let me tell you something, that's a great sports radio caller. And he has a lot of great insight on a lot of different things. And the Yankees do need to be the Yankees. You know, obviously, you're going to pitch your best pitcher. That's saving Cole. Saving him for what? To lose the game tomorrow. That makes absolutely no sense. But, you know, this Sanchez thing, what I was calling for really was, you know, I was just going to say how glad I was that Cole was pitching. I don't want Sanchez he hasn't earned the right to be up in a big spot. I'm sorry. I'm ready to move on from him, you know, in more ways than one, not just as a hitter, but also as a catcher. And I really don't want him. Listen, we got to go on what we got. I'm glad Velasquez is going to be a shortstop, right?
It's not definitive, but I'm believing that he would be.
Listen, this is what we need. First of all, Cole goes out here and does what he needs to do, what he's totally capable of doing. You know, forget about the last four starts or whatever. If he goes out here and does what he's capable of doing, it's not going to matter about, you know, whether we need to put Sanchez in, the pinch, whatever the case may be. He goes out here and does what he needs to do. He gets, if you can get, I don't even think they need six from him. If they can get five strong from him, the bullpen showed recently that they're capable of doing their job. I mean, Chapman, like Michael K. always said, he's a throw a minute. But, I mean, his last outing was positive. Like Sal said, just go out here and be the Yankees. I don't want to worry about who we're playing in the next series. I don't want to worry about anything. We got a game that this team had every chance in the world this season to not even make it to this game. They had a lot of chances to pack it in. As much as we all banged on Boone, you know, listen, I'll give you this much for Boone. He kept the team afloat amongst some very tumultuous times. So it's all about going out here, you know, Bronx Bombers, baby. Let's do the damn thing. You know, I don't want to keep thinking about if this was going to happen. Yeah. You know, if this was a fifth, we'd all be drunk. You know what I mean? Let's go out here and do what we need to do.
Buddha, thanks for the call, brother. And that's one of these things that has gotten lost in the changing of where the bar is set. I don't want to harp on that a lot tonight, but the edge hasn't really been there. The edge of, like, the Rays have an edge. The Rays have an edge of, we're going to kick your ass. They just do. The Yankees don't have that edge, and they need to find it. Like, this is that perfect game to find it for tomorrow night. As many of your Yankee calls as we continue to roll with, we're getting to some football in a bit. Top of the hour, Meredith Marakovitz, Yes Network, will be joining us.
It's Carlin.
64 slices of American cheese.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Great tweet from our guy, Jarv, down under. You know what would really give the Yankees trouble, hurting their chances of beating the Rays in the ALDS? Not being in it. Fair. Very fair. 800-919-3776. What has you worried? What has you confident for tomorrow night's wild card game? Here's Jack in Scotch Plains. Jack, what's going on, baby?
Hey, Chris. How are you?
I'm great. How you doing?
I'm good. You know, before I make my Yankee point, I just want to say I'm ready to eat crow a little bit with my Jets situation. If the Jets play like they did yesterday for four more weeks, I will be glad to take you to any restaurant of your choice in the metropolitan area. So, so there it is. But anyway, all right. I think I mentioned this before. I am a coach. I coach soccer. I coach baseball. I coach softball. When I coach, especially in a playoff situation, I want my best team on the field. And tomorrow, I love Kyle, but Sanchez has to be in that lineup, and I know he's not. I know he's not going to be in there.
He's not playing tomorrow night. No way.
No, I know he's not. I know he's not. And you know what? That means the best offensive lineup is not playing tomorrow night. And that's not good.
Potentially be a relatively weak offensive lineup when you look at shortstop and third base as well. Now, when I say that, we're talking about the Yankees. But, you know, it's okay to rely on Judge and Stanton and Torres to actually do something.
Right. And you know what, and Chris, is it wrong for Gerrit Cole to be a team player and just say, you know what, we need to come together as a team here. Sanchez needs to be in the lineup. You know what?
That's cute.
I'll have him be my catcher tomorrow night.
Can, you know what? That's that? Cute.
Yeah, I know it's cute. It sucks because it's not going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen. And I listen, I get why it's not going to happen. I don't even have that big of a problem with it because if the guy is that much better, he just better win the game. That's the point. Like, if you go out there and you don't pitch well, then it's on you, brother. You know, to me, that's the point. If we're going to go to these lengths to support you, you better get it right.
Well, let's hope, you know, as you said before, if he has to leave the game early, Sanchez better be in the game, like, right away. And no offense to Higashioka, none at all. But, to be fair,
Higashioka's actually come up with big hits before. This is just a different situation. This is just a much different situation. And I'm not going to sit here and make Gary Sanchez out to be the world's greatest postseason player, but, I mean, we don't have to look further than last year's wild card game, do we?
Exactly.
We don't.
Right.
We don't. So,
this is what I'm saying. All right, Chris, thanks for taking my call. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, hang in, brother. Justin in Jersey. Justin, what are you nervous about tomorrow night?
Hey, Chris, how are you? Long time.
I'm great. How you doing?
Good, good. So I'm just calling. I'm a little nervous about us playing in Fenway in a one-game playoff. With a one-game playoff in the past, I know anything can happen. And I'm nervous if it's a close game and we go to Aroldis Chapman. In the past, Aroldis Chapman in close games has not done well. So I'm just seeing what your thoughts are as far as if he can get it together. And hopefully in a close game, our bullpen can come through and give us a nice victory.
Well, look, I mean, I talked about this, as you discussed. We talked about this last week. The Chapman is the biggest concern. And, like, we're talking about the leash on what Cole is going to be. Imagine what the leash on Chapman is and who's going to be behind Chapman. Is it going to be, are they going to hold Loaisiga back? Are they going to hold back Severino? Like, what are they going to do if Chapman gets in some early trouble, if he gets in the game? If Chapman gets two on and the Yankees have a one-run lead, I wouldn't expect him to be out there any longer than that. I really wouldn't.
My biggest concern, though.
Lost you there, Justin. Thanks for the call. Look, it's fair, and I think that's completely fair. That's completely fair. Rob on the car phone is next. Rob, what's going on?
Hey, I just wanted to comment in regards to the caller before who wanted Sanchez in the lineup, and I got to say I disagree. Defensively, Higgy's the guy. I mean, you know, Gary, many of the big games has, you know, I just feel like this doesn't catch well, doesn't defensively play well. You know, I get it with the bat, but, you know.
No, don't get me wrong. I don't want him to start tomorrow night either because I don't want anything screwing around with Cole, okay? That would completely screw up Cole, and there's no need to do that when he already hasn't pitched that great. But the point is simply that if you're going to try to win that game and Cole doesn't have it early, then you get Sanchez in the game relatively soon because chances are you're going to need his offense if he can give some to you. And hopefully you would have a third catcher to back him up at that point. And maybe, Tyone's not on the roster for the game tomorrow night.
Let's just hope that Cole just goes out there, dominates, and we're not in that position to worry about, getting Sanchez in the lineup and getting his bat. Let's hope our offense comes alive. Hopefully, Cole can shut him down, and we'll be heading to Tampa. That's it.
But that's the thing. Okay. Thanks for the call. You have to get Cole at his best. Like, we have to see that tomorrow night. It can't even be a discussion. It can't. And, I'm a little bit concerned by it. And I know what he has done before. And I trust that. I trust that Gerrit Cole is going to give you his very best tomorrow night. that the results will be there, that you're going to get, I hate to even say it anymore, like how many innings, it should be a minimum of 7 innings tomorrow night. 7 innings, 1 run, boom, that's it. Give it to the bullpen with a lead. That should be the deal. There's nothing wrong with asking for that. When you are the guy, when you're supposed to be the guy, you go out and show that you're the guy. Cullum in the Bronx is next. Cullum, what's up, baby? How you doing? Cullum! All right, we'll get to you later. You're lost, brother. Arthur, out in Five Towns, is next. Arthur!
How you doing, Chris?
Good. How are you, Bart? Bart, Arthur.
All right.
How are you?
Here's my question. Stanton seems to be playing better when he's in the field. What's the Yankee outfield tomorrow?
I think it sounds like Stanton's going to DH. And then probably going to see Brett Gardner in center. And Gallo in left.
And Judge in right.
Yep.
And off the wall is who?
What do you mean off the wall?
Fenway, the big wall.
In left, yeah, it's Gallo.
Oh, it's going to be Gallo, without a doubt.
But Gallo's not sitting tomorrow night. No chance.
Okay.
No chance.
I was just, you asked what I was concerned about. That was my
So what? My question, what is your concern? Like, you would rather have Stanton playing in left field tomorrow night?
I think because he's proven over the past month that when he's in the field, he's more in the game.
Yeah, I don't buy into that one with him so much because he's DH'd so much over the last couple of years. There are players where I would absolutely be with you on that. There are absolutely players I would buy into with that. He's not one of them because the guy has been a DH since he's been here. Thanks for the call. I just don't believe for a second that that's going to make a difference in whether or not he delivers tomorrow night. Absolutely not.
You're listening to Chris Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.
It is tomorrow night, winner take all, and they advance to the ALDS, Yankees and Red Sox, in the wild card game at Fenway Park. Meredith Marakovic, of course, covering the Yankees from Boston with us. She will be part of Yes Network's outstanding coverage of the entire thing, an hour pregame plus an extensive postgame show. Meredith, it's Chris in New York. How are you?
I'm great. I'm in Boston, and I got to tell you, Chris, I am looking forward to the scene at Fenway Park tomorrow. Wild card, great name for it, because that place is going to be wild.
Yeah, it's going to be insane. And first things first, Meredith, I have to believe probably not all that disappointed to miss the champagne showers yesterday.
Well, it certainly cuts down on my dry cleaning bill. There's no doubt about it. But it is very different, Chris. I have to be honest with you. You don't get that same emotion as you get in the clubhouse when you're actually talking to the guys while they're celebrating. It's very much removed. You know, they've already done the celebration. They're in their street clothes. They're ready to get home. It's great. We still get to talk to them. We talk to them on the field. It's just totally different this year. It's not like a celebration we've ever done in the past. So it's not the same. I wish we could go back to the old ways, but we have the current circumstances, and that's what we'll do. Those are the rules we'll play by.
Okay, so the last few weeks, and look, we know what the roller coaster of the season has been, but describe to me what it felt like for them after the game yesterday. Was it a sigh of relief more than anything after a bit of a harrowing couple of days?
I think there was a definite exhale by this team because, let's be honest, coming into the season, they weren't supposed to be a team that was just barely getting into the wild card game. They were a team that expected to win the division and advance thereafter. So I think what happened down the stretch, they go back against the wall on that road trip against the Red Sox, against the Blue Jays. They go 5-1, feel good about themselves, and quickly reality sets in when the Rays come to town, losing the first two, now wondering whether or not you're going to have to push the 163 to just get in. So I do think, especially considering how well and how tough the Rays pitching staff has pitched, not only the Yankees, I mean, their pitching staff has been great, and many of offenses have struggled against them, but it seems against the Yankees in particular, they pitched them so tough. And to go through that game and essentially have one hit heading into the ninth inning, they just couldn't get anything going offensively. To have it end like that almost seemed like it was fitting for this team that has been on a roller coaster ride all season long. So I think a lot of guys expected to win. They came in with confidence, but the fact that they were able to get the job done, there was an element of relief there.
Meredith, where do you feel like the confidence level is of this team right now?
I think it's high. And Chris, you know, it's confusing. And Aaron Boone even said it the other day. Sometimes he wondered throughout the course of the season with how bad things were going at times, where the confidence came from. And when I tell you, it does not seem that it has wavered, at least not publicly, even to talking to guys individually, they continued to remain confident, even at times where it just didn't look good and it didn't look pretty. So I think they've had it all season long. I think going to Fenway, considering what they did last time they were there, that certainly adds another element and maybe another level of confidence that, hey, we can get the job done. We just did it. So I think that's part of it too. But I think this team feels as though they can go on a run and feels as though they're built to go on a run.
Meredith Marakovich, Yes Network with us. Garrett Cole, Meredith, there's obviously nobody you'd rather have on the mound on this team right now, but considering he hasn't pitched all that great lately, little bumpy at Fenway this year a bit, what does this look like tomorrow? Is there a shorter leash than usual? I know it sounds like a crazy question when it's cold, but when it's one game, you have to believe that at some point they're not going to let it go very far.
And Chris, I think you hit the nail on the head. Garrett Cole has not necessarily looked like Garrett Cole throughout the month of September, even his last time out. He just hasn't been as sharp as we've seen him in the past. And he's been asked, is the hamstring bothering you? He continues to say no, whether or not it is, only he knows that. And he's also asked, is fatigue a factor coming off the shortened season last year? You wonder with any pitcher, whether it be a starter or reliever, how they're handling the increased workload again. Even if it's a guy that is used to that workload, it's different, right? When you come up the season where you just don't throw the amount of innings. So I think for Garrett Cole, even though it is Garrett Cole, all arms are going to be on deck. The first sign of trouble, Aaron Boone is going to have to think long and hard whether or not he wants to go to the bullpen. I don't think it'll be a very quick hook, but I think he is going to be cognizant of what is happening and the magnitude of the game and realizing it's win or go home. So it's not a time where you can worry about hurting anyone's feelings, anyone's ego. It's a time where you need to make the right decisions to ensure your team advancing to the next round. So I think everything is on the table, Chris.
Meredith Marakovich, Yes Network with us. Meredith, with that in mind, how has Cole handled the fact that he hasn't pitched that great down the stretch? Because at times he seems so robotic, but you can see the emotion on his face when things are not going right.
No doubt about it. I mean, he's frustrated at times. You look at that Blue Jays game in particular, a young, aggressive team, and he got beat early on his fastball, and he got beat again on his fastball trying to establish that pitch early, and I think that was frustrating to him. He even said after the game, we're going to go back and look at this and wonder, is it just execution, or is it something with the game plan that we should have adjusted knowing that that team is a fastball-hitting team? So I think everything is looked at. It's nitpicked. Garrett Cole is very precise. He is very, the way he goes about his business and prepares, it's kind of like he does not leave a stone unturned. So you better believe he's been diving through the video of his last couple of starts, wondering what he did and what he can do differently to ensure that that doesn't happen again. But I don't think Garrett Cole is a guy that ever lacks confidence. I don't think he goes out there tomorrow by any stretch of the imagination scared that he might give up a hit or it might go the wrong way. I think he goes out there with a tremendous amount of confidence. Just in speaking to him today, Chris, he said, I want it to happen now. I don't want to have to wait 24 hours to get the ball and to be out there on the mound. I wish we could start playing right now.
How do you think they're going to handle the situation in and around the infield? Will they put a stronger defense behind him with maybe Velasquez at short and Urshela at third, or will they, you think, play Odor at third in a game like this?
I think that's still to be determined, and I think one of the determining factors will be the health of Gio Urshela. I spoke to him yesterday after the game, and I mean, just looking at the way, first of all, that play was unbelievable.
Oh,
it was
unbelievable.
Talking to Rizzo, he said Jeter-esque. Talking to Andrew Velasquez, he said, first thing that came to my mind, Jeter in the stands. But the fact that he came out of that not badly injured, thank goodness, but it just looked like one of those plays where, wow, you didn't know what you were going to get. And Boone said today, I thought I was going to be going over there expecting the worst, like a car crash situation. Luckily, he got out of there pretty unscathed. Now, he did bang his quad. He does have a scratch on his chin, you know, some bruising on his chin. He told me he tweaked his calf a little bit. He doesn't think it's going to be anything that keeps him out of the lineup tomorrow, but I think that is going to be a big consideration as far as which direction the Yankees decide to go. Now, Aaron Boone has already said it's going to be Kyle Higashioka. That comes as no surprise. He's been Gerrit Cole's catcher for a long time now, so he will be behind the plate. The question was asked about Gary Sanchez. Will he be a bench player? Is he a guy that's possibly a DH with Giancarlo Stanton in the field? And it looks as though they will likely go with Gardner in center, and Gary Sanchez will not be the DH. It'll be Stanton, and it'll be Sanchez as a bench player. But I still think nothing is completely decided. They're still going to talk about things and talk through things tonight, but the health of Gio Urshela will probably determine what they decide to do with that infield. And just because they start the game a certain way doesn't mean if the Yankees get a lead, they won't make changes to tighten up that defense like we've seen in the past.
Meredith Barakovitz, Yes Network. They've got an hour-long pregame tomorrow for the wild card game beginning at 7 p.m. and then extensive postgame coverage as well. Yankees and Red Sox up at Fenway. What were your other big takeaways from Boone when he spoke today?
Just that they're excited. They're expecting an insane atmosphere. They have confidence based on what they've done the last six times against this Red Sox team, and they feel as though this is a favorable matchup for them. They know Nathan Eovaldi can be tough. They know the offense at times has certainly stalled, but I think they look to what both Stanton and Judge did last time they were at Fenway Park and think that this could be one of those games. And like I mentioned, even though Gerrit Cole has not pitched Gerrit Cole like the last couple times out, they still have a tremendous amount of confidence in him and no one else they'd rather have on the mound. So I think just right now they're feeling pretty good, but obviously you have to play the game and anything could happen, especially at Fenway Park, a place where it feels like no lead is ever safe.
You know, Glaber's been so good since he moved back to second base. There are still the picadillos, they're not running the ball out and such. Meredith, how much is it just visible in his everyday handling of himself?
He looks relaxed. He looks so much more relaxed, so much more comfortable, so much more confident, and I think that's translated into the batter's box. And he could say all he wanted while he was at shortstop that wasn't bothering him. He wasn't taking it to the plate. But it was almost like he was making mistakes in the field, then he was trying to do too much. Constantly, you know, not shortening his swing, not using all fields. He's best when he's going up the middle. He shortens his swing a little bit. That's why you would see him with two strikes oftentimes do that, and he would have success. Otherwise, you know, it was the bit of a struggle for Glaber there. And I think since moving to second base and even talking to him right as that move was being made so late in September, he kept saying, you know, in 2018, I was really effective. In 2018, 2019, talking about his numbers offensively and how comfortable he felt. And those are the years when Didi Gregorius was playing shortstop for the Yankees. He was at second base. He did feel more comfortable. So that's something that they're going to have to figure out what they're going to do in the offseason. They are not thinking about that right now. For right now, Gleyber Torres is going to be your second baseman. He has been swinging the bat a lot better as of late. The Yankees certainly are happy to see that, and we've been seeing him lead off, and it's probably going to be the same scenario tomorrow where he'll be the leadoff guy.
One or two last ones, Meredith. You know, Chapman has been better lately, but there's always the specter of potentially just not being able to find the plate or whatever. Who is the likely candidate that they would hold back behind him in case there is early trouble to close out in the ninth inning?
Well, we saw it yesterday. Had that game gone into extra innings, it would have been Luis Severino that would have come in extra innings. So if he's not used in the game, I mean, he has looked outstanding since coming back, and obviously a very small sample size. But the addition of the changeup that he's throwing with confidence, not that he didn't have it before, he's just never thrown it this effectively with this much movement, with as much confidence as he has right now, has really made him tough on opposing hitters. Not like he wasn't before, right? He was one of, at one point in time prior to injury, one of the best starters in the league. So he's a guy that potentially, depending on where they use him, Jonathan Loaisiga, typically your seventh or eighth inning guy. If you don't, for whatever reason, use him, he's another guy. They have a lot more weapons in that bullpen now that they feel good about than maybe a couple of weeks ago. Clay Holmes, another guy with that sinker that's been incredibly effective for the Yankees. So I really just depends on how the game plays out, who they still have available, who they would back Chapman up with. But they certainly do have some options in that bullpen.
Number one thing that you are most curious about, intrigued by going into this game?
I would say the Yankees offense. More than anything, because we've seen at times they look like absolute juggernauts and can't be stopped. We saw that from Giancarlo Stanton last time he was at Fenway Park. He looked like he was on another planet. No pitcher wanted to face him during that time. But we have also seen, like the first two games of the Rays series and even the final game of the Rays series where they still came out on top, times where offensively they just don't look good. They can't get anything going. They can't muster anything. So to me, the question mark is, can they get out early and really give their pitching staff a little bit of relief there? And can they consistently put something together offensively? So for me, the question mark is, and the intriguing thing is, which Yankees offense will show up tomorrow?
Will Bronxy be making the trip? Is he still hungover after they poured the champagne all over him?
My goodness, Bronxy had a night, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, did he wake up this morning and his pockets were empty and he's got glitter on him? Like, what's going on there?
I see it, but I saw the pictures, which, quite frankly, might be worse. I don't know. I have not seen Bronxy. I'm not allowed in the clubhouse yet. But you know what? You are not the first person that asked me that. I mean, that's going to be one of the first questions I ask tomorrow. Did Bronxy make the trip? How's he feeling?
Mary, appreciate the time as always. And again, check out all the coverage from Yes Network, 7 p.m. pregame tomorrow night. And of course, all the extensive postgame as well. Enjoy Boston.
Will do. Talk to you soon, Chris.
Great stuff from Meredith Marakovitz. And as I said, they will have great coverage on Yes Network tomorrow night.
You're listening to Chris Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.